Hi, I am Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Northumberland Community Legal Center, in partnership with the United Way, is helping to tackle poverty by launching a grocery card campaign. Eligible recipients may receive a gift card valued at either $25 or $50. Legal Center Executive Director Lois Cromarty says this program will help those in need.
The Legal Center is one of 70-plus community legal clinics throughout Ontario. We get our funding from Legal Aid Ontario, and that is to allow us to provide poverty law services to low-income folks in Northumberland County. So low-income folks often run up against legal problems that affect their ability to have food on the table and a roof over their head. So that's what we help with. We help with things like workers' compensation, or if you've been denied Ontario disability, or if you've been let go from your job, if you're being evicted, if you've got maintenance problems with your apartment, if you've been cut off Ontario Works, if you've been denied employment insurance or Canada Pension Plan, if you're a senior and you've got problems with your income, or if you need powers of attorney, those are the sorts of things that we deal with that you probably wouldn't be able to afford a lawyer to do because you're a low-income person. So we give free legal advice in those areas, and we also provide representation if there's merit and if you're financially eligible. You have to meet Legal Aid's financial eligibility guidelines for us to represent you.
So then speak to us about the Legal Center's mandate and why poverty reduction is the main reason behind your work.
Well, as I mentioned, you know, our work really does make a difference in the lives of low-income folks because it does help them to keep a roof over their head and food on the table. And poverty reduction is behind all of our work because the work that we do in terms of trying to get people the benefits that they deserve and trying to keep them housed is a poverty reduction effort. It may not look like that to the outside person. It may just look like legal work, but that's the goal of what we're trying to do. We're trying to get them more life stability in both their income and their housing so that they can be better equipped to take on life in the community.
Right on. And now one of the programs for poverty reduction is Haven for All. Can you just tell me more about that program, please?
Well, we were recipients of some of the Haven for All grocery cards that the United Way issued this fall. Most or all of our clients are low income. and so we approached the United Way and said, listen, you know, rather than filing an application on each individual client that we have 300 and something clients at any given time that have files with us. We didn't want to fill out 300 and something applications. We said, can we do it in a batch form? And so we got, at this particular time, we got 19 grocery cards for some of our folks, and we'll put in more when the next opening comes up, which I think is probably going to be in December. But for those clients, you know, having a $25 gift card or a $50 gift card if it was a family, you know, it makes a difference to them. It may seem small to others, but to somebody who's trying to live on Ontario Works or ODSP, it's a big help.
Now, Community Matters, what is the purpose of holding Community Matter events?
Well, in the past, one of our projects at the Legal Center, because besides legal advice and legal representation, we also have a mandate to do community development and public legal education events. So one of our past projects has been around the Northumberland Poverty Reduction Action Committee. That ran from about 2008 to about 2014. And although that table no longer meets, it was the work at that table that prompted a community member to tell Alicia Van Deen, the executive director of the United Way, to contact me about poverty reduction and how we could work together between the United Way and the Legal Center. And so between Alicia and Aaron from the United Way and myself and Teresa Williams from the Legal Center, we managed to put together four Community Matters events. And Community Matters is really a play on words, you know, because community does matter. And when Alicia and I first met, she was very interested in trying to figure out how she could gain more information from the community about how the United Way could know if they were moving the needle or funding the right programs and what gaps and needs existed in the county. And for us, we are always trying to gather others in to work on poverty reduction and to get reconnected with community agencies. COVID really took a hard hit at our ability to work with other community agencies, to meet with them, to share one-on-one, and certainly in-person meetings are the way to do that rather than the Zoom process, which is so off-putting and so distancing. So we'd really hoped that, that together we could put on Community Matters events, that we could collaborate and partner with the United Way to put those events on. And we were very happy to put on four, actually, this year. We started back in March in 2025. We did one that had 130 people come. And we talked about what's happening in housing, what's happening around income, what's happening around transportation and education. We did one in May around communications, who's doing what, who's holding the information around what services are available in the community, what navigation services are around. But probably the two most significant ones, I think, for ourselves and for the United Way are the two that we did. One in October with Alderville First Nations, who were very gracious to host us 40 people in their lodge at Alderville. And we learned about Alderville First Nations, their past, their history, their future, their culture. It was very impactful. And then the one that we just did in November was with our colleagues from Legal Aid Ontario's Indigenous Services Department, where we focused on how social service agencies can identify and eliminate barriers to service for Indigenous clients. Every person who came to those meetings, the in-person aspect of that, said what a tremendous value that was to actually have some agencies pull together a community meeting, because it reestablished connections within the community. It facilitated knowledge sharing. It made people feel energized to take action in their own places of work. And one of the comments that was made after the October meeting in Alderville was from a participant who said, "I just want to tell you how much I appreciated yesterday and how much I learned. I've already sent out an email to my staff team with my learnings." So that's the ripple effect that we want in poverty reduction. We want it to just not be the ones in the room, but for that to spread out through social service agencies and the community. And getting the community together around those issues is what part of our mandate is about, community development and poverty reduction. And so we were more than pleased with the outcomes of those four events and with our partnership with the United Way. Could the Legal Center have done the events without the United Way? Likely. Would the events have been as successful without our partnership with the United Way? Not likely.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.